For the first time in 6 decades, new fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls have been unearthed in desert caves in the West Bank near Qumran. To find them, a team of archaeologists rappelled down a cliff, which brought them to a vast cavern known as the Cave of Horror. That's where they began to dig. The original scrolls, discovered in the 1940s and 50s, include the earliest known copies of biblical texts, outlining the beliefs of an ancient Jewish sect. They're arguably one of the most significant finds of the 20th century. Dead Sea Scrolls scholar Oren Abelman is with the Israel Antiquities Authority, which launched the search for the newest artifacts. He joins us from Jerusalem. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So there's so much to discuss here, and I want to start with probably the biggest question people have, which is, what is on the roughly 2 dozen bits of parchment that your team found in that desert cave? I mean, these are tiny scraps, right?
These are tiny scraps, but some of them we did manage to kind of put a puzzle together. And what we found was one fragment of the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 5, and a bit of the beginning of verse 6, and more impressively, a collection of fragments that turned out to be Zechariah, chapter 8, verses 16 to 17.
And that passage, I believe, reads, "These are the things you are to do, speak the truth to one another, render true and perfect justice in your gates." It sounds like you're uncovering some timeless advice here.
That is true, and when putting kind of the pieces together, that is what it felt like. I didn't mention beforehand that the language these fragments are in is Greek, which is not the typical language we find of biblical books in the Judean desert. However, there are several manuscripts that were also found that were in Greek, and we have a lot of new pieces to the kind of the puzzle of this manuscript.
I understand that the name of God appears in Hebrew, but that the rest of it, as you say, is it in a Greek translation. What does that tell you about the context here? Who did the translating, and what the significance is of these pieces of the scrolls that you found?
The most famous translation of the Hebrew Bible into Greek is what's known as the Septuagint, which was done in Egypt starting in the 3rd century BCE. This specific version of the Greek that we have is not the Septuagint, but is kind of a reworking. The fact that in this scroll the name of God is actually still in Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew script, it wasn't even the script commonly used at that time, implies a way of showing how important the name of God is. It might also have something to do with mystical meanings given to the name of God.
When it comes to other finds, I know that in addition to these scroll fragments, you've also found a very special basket, which may in fact be the oldest known basket in the world. Tell us about that.
This basket, it looks completely new, but it turned out to be 10,500 years old, which makes it, to the best of our knowledge, the oldest complete basket ever discovered anywhere in the world. And it's also an important find to understanding early stages of human civilization, since this predates the invention of ceramics.
You know, the discoveries themselves are impressive, but I have to say the way that they were discovered is equally impressive. This vision of archaeologists rappelling down a cliff into a place called the Cave of Horrors conjures a scene from an Indiana Jones movie. First of all, why is this place known as the Cave of Horrors?
So there are two versions of why that name was given to this cave, and it's probably a combination of both of these stories. The first one is really that way to down to that cave is really very frightening. It's a very sheer cliff, and personally, it's one of the only caves I do not want to go into. I'll leave that to the expert rappellers. The other reason is when archaeologists first found this cave in the 1950s, they found close to 40 skeletons waiting for them there. So that's another reason why it was given the name the Cave of Horrors.
And, you know, there's one other nugget to this discovery that I just have to mention, which is that we're reading that the decision to do a full excavation of the site came after a colleague took a bathroom break. Oriah Amakai has told the newspaper that she went off and crouched to pee and saw the sole of an ancient Roman sandal sticking out of the ground. And she thinks that her male colleagues might have missed it because they would have been standing up. It's really a twist of serendipity.
Yes, but it also has to do, I think, specifically with her skill in noticing items. She was also one of the main people who found the fragments while sifting them. She seems to have a better eye than most of us.
Before we go, could you just reflect on what this discovery means to you?
I work mainly on the Dead Sea Scrolls, and the Dead Sea Scrolls is really taking a lot of small fragments and putting a puzzle together. Having new, completely new pieces is something that I always dreamed of but never really expected to come true. And this is something that we hope will also help us gain knowledge that will help us conserve the other scrolls and make sure that they survive much longer.
That's historian Oren Abelman. He's part of the Israel Antiquities Authority team that unearthed new Dead Sea Scrolls fragments this month. Thanks so much for telling us about your discoveries.
Thank you for talking to me. It was a pleasure.